Ladies and gentlemen, this is an audio version of a program you're used to seeing on video. We apologize for that, but The Awakener is so hideous today we could only do an audio show.
I am covered head to toe in paint. I was spray painting ceilings all day.
You look crazy.
I look crazy. I look like Trudeau does in blackface, just covered in black paint head to toe.
Oh my God. You look like Trudeau.
Yeah, I look like Trudeau.
Well, congratulations. You could be the leader of the most socialist country on earth.
Yeah, well, Canada is a horrible communist country. I mean, people are waking up in Canada. It's happening, but it's taking a lot longer than the States. Interestingly enough, a lot of things are happening talking about Canada becoming the, I don't know if you saw that, Canada becoming the 51st state.
Well,
for people who had listened to the show for quite some time, I think it's been about 5 years ago if we predicted that the U.S. would annex Canada in a war. Only because they have to protect Arctic sovereignty. And we kind of predicted this on the show. And it's interesting they're talking about it because they're warming people up. A lot of people don't know why conversations are happening, why things are happening. But it kind of boils down to one little, you know, as we talked about on the show for quite some time, one giant control structure that's at war with itself, you know, two complexes at war. And they're so intertwined. It's so hard to kind of differentiate what's happening and see what's happening. People are still lost, right and left.
You made me feel just a little bit afraid just now.
Well, I don't mean to make people afraid.
Well,
this is a show for people who want to know. Do you want to know or do you want to live your life in bliss or ignorance? If you want to live your life in bliss or ignorance, turn off the show. If you want to know, go to theawakener.ca. You know, on this podcast, we've been detailing things for years, and a lot of times why people listen to the show and message me is because we have been spot on with a bunch of our predictions for years. And it's because if you really understand what is happening, you can see the moves and the counter moves, and you can see why things are happening, and you can make predictions based on what's happening. Now, that's not to say that we are right about absolutely everything. We're not, because nobody is. Nobody can possibly predict everything that is going to happen down to the T. Like, it's impossible.
Let me ask you this, Blackface Trudeau.
Blackface Trudeau.
Is it possible? Okay, here's what scared me. When you said that we would be annexed in a war because they need to protect the North.
Well, Russia, as you know, Russia is right across from the Arctic Circle, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it made perfect sense to me. Now, here's the other thing. Okay, so that's what frightened me. Now, you and I, just before the show, we were talking about the drones. And as you know, I have a theory.
Right.
But you just kind of also freaked me out because it occurs to me how close that is to Canada. And what is it that is being prepped there? Is it now makes me wonder if we're the target eventually of what they're doing there.
Well, they need to invade from the north and the south. We're talking about the invasion of America. I mean, this is specifically why they were trying to take everyone's guns away in the States, because they were going to make America malleable. A sequence of events or sequence of legislation and events that were going to occur in Hillary's presidency were going to lead the U.S. not to their socialist paradise. They have to enact their socialist paradise, but they have to put various things in place for them to achieve a revolution to gain their social paradise. Mike, you're looking at me like you're confused.
No. I actually followed that one.
Yeah, so they basically, what their end goal is over hundreds of years of planning from, I guess, these satanic people creating, I guess, Marxism to, you know, Karl Marx writing it down and then everybody studying it and putting the plan into action, is now they have to have the revolution on the Western world or America. That's what everyone is witnessing. This plan has gone completely bad, completely bad. And they need to do this revolution in a way where they can gain control and gain compliance. But the problem is that they were supposed to have a plethora of things happen in a certain way during Hillary's presidency. And it obviously, as you know, Mike, it's turned out to be Trump. And this is not the way that it's gone. So if you can theorize kind of where things would be if Hillary had won, which we should do right now, we should theorize where would things have been if Hillary would have won, we can kind of see the difference. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. So
I would have, for one, had earplugs in my ears because she sounds like the aliens from Mars Attacks when she talks.
She's blackmailed. That's the whole purpose people have to understand, is that the Clintons have been in power for so long because they've been blackmailed. Some foreign power is blackmailing them. Which means that if this lady achieved office, our foreign enemies would have complete control over what the response to the Western world would be for certain events, which is why people need to think okay, if she had stayed in power, where would you be right now? And I'll tell you right now, we would be at the point where a giant war was going to break out. And well, if you haven't noticed that it's already breaking out, and there would be this revolution, internal revolution on America and communist revolution on America. And then obviously subsequent smaller revolutions in various nations across the world, like, you know, Britain, France, Europe, stuff like that, Canada. And this is something where like they would seize control and our laws in the Western world would never go back. And this is like, this is textbook. If you study the Russian Revolution in 1905, Mike, we've talked about world history. This is them.
Look at Obama's movie.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
So it's like, here's what I'm trying to do.
In 1905, they tried the Russian Revolution and they failed. And the czars killed tens of thousands of them. And this is why did it fail? It failed because Russia was stable and strong at the time, right? They realized, hey, we need to bring Russia to war. Because then the czars will be distracted and overburdened. So what are they doing? They're bringing the U.S. to war on three fronts. The three specific fronts, which our enemies are lining up against. Obviously, Israel, the Middle East, Europe, and then there's the Pacific. And then there has to be some kind of mechanism of which causes grand chaos. And of this grand chaos is the seizure of government. And I know people say, well, that's never going to happen. I'm telling you right now, if Hillary had taken away everybody's guns, could happen. And we talked to, this is when it goes down to your theory about this, you know, why these drones are happening in New York. It's because just spend any time in research and Google container missile systems.
Okay. So it's so interesting. I want everybody to know that about 5 months ago, Matt and I were talking, the Awakener and I were talking, and he said to me, hey, listen, I like to do some painting here and there. He said to me, hey, I need a painting done, and it has to have the word uranium on it. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, hey, man, if you don't think that we're transporting missing uranium through Canada, you're crazy. Right. I was like, okay, I'm crazy. Now take a look at this. Every second person you talk to says that missile gone missing came out of a busted container in New Jersey, and they're desperately trying to figure out what happened to it.
Well, there's a plethora of things going on. So if you have to really think about what is happening is that they're trying to establish control in America and establish bases of control. So their bases of control would, number one, be obviously if you look at container ship missiles, these could probably theoretically be shipped in for, you know, years, and they can have a multitude of missile systems just pop up. The second thing, if you understand about Barack Obama's movie, is the method of mass chaos, which is these miniaturized nuclear warheads that are suitcase warheads. Now, the Soviet Union lost about 100 of these back in the late 70s, early 80s. And if you do any research on that, it's very easy to see that these could also be shipped in to cause mass chaos. Interestingly enough, in Barack Obama's movie, it also talked about how there was nuclear radiation from these explosions in all major cities across the United States.
This is terrifying.
So this is I'm telling you that they had planned a communist revolution or a takeover under the guise of mass chaos, which is bring the U.S. to war on three fronts, overburden it, and then have an internal revolution or chaos, which causes, number one, the seizure of control of government with no power, and obviously internal chaos and the seizure of the White House. And people think that I'm absolutely crazy, but I'm absolutely not crazy because that's where they are in their plans.
I'm looking at an image right now of Iran tests, fires a ballistic missile from a shipping container at sea.
Right. So
it's a system.
Their method of war is much different than ours. So as I've talked about, our method of war is we have the Ohio-class submarine. So we have the most lethal Armageddon weapon in the history of the world, which means that if an Armageddon war ever happens, we're guaranteed to win it because we have the ace of spades. Now, the world is going to go be shit after this war, but we have the ace of spades. The enemy doesn't have this. Their ability and their war mechanism is actually to infiltrate and control. So why, Mike, why would you start a refugee crisis, let's say 16 years before you have a giant war? And it's to bring the enemy into your nation and then have a giant revolution where he seizes control. Now, that refugee crisis, Trump canceled how many years ago, right? And it goes back to the Syrian rebels program. The Syrian rebels program that everyone's focusing on right now in the Middle East was fake because it was causing chaos. The enemy knows that they need to start a refugee crisis with their own people to then embed them to change the culture of us and then have a revolution where they seize control and then there's no going back, You look so confused, Mike. It's not. It's very easy to wrap your mind around it. Well, their war mechanism is how they infiltrate us and they control us through our politicians, embedding us, and then preparing for their revolutions. They know our society can change in an instant with no power and mass chaos.
Well, the thing is, they don't have anything to change. I mean, yes. Well, I mean, they have some scary weapons, but like you say, they don't have Ohio-class submarines.
Well, this is another thing, right? So they've been talking about all kind of, you know, Israel is bad, Western world is bad, colonialism, all this stuff. It's all is combined. They're already changing. They already have a generation trained in the ways of the enemy, which is they're training these citizens to talk in the way of the enemy. So they're pro-Palestine, they're pro-KGB. As you know, Yasser Arafat was KGB. They're teaching everybody in the ways of them. There are, if Hillary had continued the refugee crisis for another 8 years, and we had had twice the amount of people embedded into us during this period of time, we would be in a really bad situation right now because there's already too many of them. And we would have twice the amount, like we would have been overburdened. So their plan has not worked out. You know, there's no refugee crisis anymore. So
no, I was going to say the supply of human beings to their plan is dwindling every day. And based on Trump's plan, even more so, based on what will happen in Canada, even more so.
Right. And this is systematically a war on so many, there's so many layers to this kind of onion. And you peel back more layers and you start thinking, well, there's this layer and there's this layer. Now, back to your question about the drones, for example, you had said that you believe that there was an enemy sub that had crossed. There's kind of an Atlantic border where they can kind of surveil submarines that cross. Like it's like a net. And you had theorized that there was an enemy submarine.
Not so much an enemy submarine. My theory was that the U.S. had found out that Russia, China had broken the Ohio class sub code.
Well, I don't think that's the case at all whatsoever, but I do believe,
or that they had created their own sub based on leaked plans and infiltrated information from the Ohio class sub engineering itself. And my theory was that the drones were trying to find new ways to create a cloaking device for their own sub, and or figure out if it could be detected through flyover.
So the thing is this, Mike, is that the government is not going to really tell people what's going on. People are looking to the government to provide them an answer as to what's going on.
Anything,
because of this war mechanism there that's happening, the general public is going to live their lives in ignorance of this. And the government is going to do their best to keep their population in ignorance while this war breaks out, up into including when the war breaks out. Because they can't have civilization go crazy before this happens. But the fact of the matter is that there's two layers of drones, I believe. There's enemy drones that are surveilling a giant takeover, and there's also U.S. drones that are seeking out container ship missiles and obviously remnants of nuclear weaponry that gives off radiation. And they're only doing this. All this is going on while the general population is kind of kept in the dark about what's happening. I think the U.S. has admitted that they are kind of, they've said, oh, they're Chinese drones. Okay, well, there could be some partial truth to that, but that's not the complete truth whatsoever. Now,
seemed like a nutty statement to me. Didn't you see that as like, maybe I'm wrong, but that felt to me to be like, an incredible lie.
Yeah, it's everything is a lie. It's they can't have people lose their minds. If people knew what was going on kind of in my brain and what's going on, people would lose their marbles. There's an imminent war that's going to happen. And there's an imminent war going to happen for a various number of reasons. And it's going to happen soon because it has to happen soon because of the various factors that are affecting it. And it's very complicated. So do I believe that they've cracked some kind of code and they have this new advanced submarine? Absolutely not. I don't think so whatsoever. Do I believe that they were surveilling perhaps a submarine that got, it's possible. Are they surveilling military bases or container ship missiles that have been shipped in? Yes. Are they surveilling, are they looking for nuclear suitcase bombs? Absolutely. Do I believe that there's Chinese drones that are searching for ways to, like they're, yes, 100%.
You think that
I believe all this is true.
Searching for communication breakpoints.
Exactly. They're searching for ways to kind of disrupt. Like, think about this. Like, they have, the electrical grid is, I'm not an electrical expert by any means, but some of these boxes that you see on the side of roads here in Canada, if you blew one of these transformers up, it would take off a whole network.
Exactly.
They're looking for ways to kind of, this is where we're going to attack and this is what we're going to do because this war is, and as people witness this go on, it's going to be more and more obvious to you that there's an imminent war about to happen and that the population is going to be kept in the dark.
Bro, why do they do it right in front of everybody's face? Are they doing this? If that's the enemy, why are they doing it right in front of our faces?
Because there's going to be a war. It's because when the enemy believes that Joe Biden works for them because the enemy did a biological weapon out of a lab to get Joe Biden in. Now, Joe Biden was forced to run because if he didn't run, him and his son wouldn't receive a pardon and he was going to be fried because all the investigations were leading to him. It was like, it was the best case scenario for both of them. The conspiracy had to do COVID to get Joe Biden in and Joe Biden had to run. So where are we at right now? The enemy believes that Joe Biden works for them. The enemy believes that they have control over the Ohio-class submarines. They believe that the U.S.'s main weapon of war is hijacked right now, which will not be able to be used. When Trump gets back in office, is that back on? They'd have no control over that weapon. They don't have control for anything regarding that. And there's a number of factors of why this is going to happen very soon, too, is because the U.S., if you look at military development, the U.S. is gaining a huge traction right now. The U.S. Announced new hypersonic missiles that reach Mach 20 that are going to be put on Virginia-class submarines. This is like a game changer. The U.S. is talking right now about putting nuclear cruise missiles also on submarines. A game changer. Also, there's a whole bunch of tech regarding satellites and the ability to make satellites in our atmosphere kind of not work anymore, enemy satellites, because they get jammed. Again, when it comes to these EMP weapons that the enemy has, game changer. The enemy is being forced to make a move. And this is a battle, like I told you. The communists want to destroy the Western world. They want to seize control of the Western world and have their global socialist revolution. And the US complex wants to destroy the communists to pass on Western values to all humanity. This is a yin and the yang battle with various players that people have to just, it's very difficult to wrap your mind around it. This is like an advanced podcast, I say. We've always said that, Mike, for a long time.
Yeah, if you're just trying to scratch the surface of globalist conspiracies, no. This actually has been, I think.
I've gone to a bar and I've actually sat beside people and people say, Matt is very awake, he knows what's going on. And this guy talks to me and he talks to me and I said, okay, so what do the globalist people want? Who do they work for? And they don't know. It's like, you have to like, okay, they're trying to control us. For what purpose? What do they want? You have to really start. And if you really expand it, it's a war. It's a war to destroy the Western world and what is good in this world, to take away people's freedom of choice and values. And it's coming in a way that people can't identify.
It's subversive. That's what I meant before about the drones. If this is, you know, another one that comes to mind is AI. It feels like a distraction to me.
No, AI is the next kind of technology. So much like, you know, the nuclear bomb was the technology back in, 1943. It was all the rage. AI is now the new technology. Now, AI can be used for great things. Much like, you know, the U.S. surveillance network of how they surveil everybody's phones and internet. If you're using it to find bad people who are terrorists, who actually want to harm our country, or listening to enemy agents and like listen to our enemies, it's a great tool. If you want to use it against your own citizens, it's a horrible tool. Like, technology can be used for good or for bad. Like, so this is not something where if you listen to my podcast, I don't talk about, mRNA technology as being bad. It's what is it used for? What is its purpose? AI technology.
AI, find all the terrorists in my neighborhood.
Find all the terrorists in my neighborhood. Great.
Yeah.
Right? If it's used to find everyone who has Western values and freedom and our citizens, like, that's horrible. This is why technology is not, people try to wrap their heads around this. It's not always bad.
No, I don't think it's bad. It feels like a distraction to me because everybody is ChatGPT, AI, AI, AI. come on, it makes hands with nine fingers. Everything looks like a fever dream. The stuff that it pumps out is somewhat accurate. It's already taking a stance against humans.
Right. And then ask yourself, what is this AI? What is this ability to manipulate media? What does it have to do with Operation Mockingbird? What does it have to do with Joe Biden in the White House? Is Biden actually really Biden all the time? Do you think that Biden has ever had kind of actors?
I have watched
some of his stuff.
He looks completely different sometimes.
I think sometimes like this lie that they're using, okay, they're 100% using Joe Biden as the lie, which is the enemy thinks he works for them. But the lie that's being shown on the TV has reached such epic proportions that sometimes I'm looking at Biden and go, this is an actor. This is a fill-in.
Well, anytime there's a lack of coherence, that's the actor.
Well, and this is the thing. So, there's something that's going to happen very, very soon. I think everybody... My gut instinct is telling me this is going to happen before Trump gets on the Ohio-class submarines. If it comes before Trump gets on the Ohio-class submarines, you got to really tune in my Patreon, because I can't really reveal anymore, because I really want the Western world to win this war. I really think that it's in the benefit of humanity if this happens. There will never be peace in this world because of this yin and yang battle. All we can hope for is the best outcome, and freedom and goodwill and all this stuff has to win. It's just, it has to. So if it doesn't, the world is going to take a step backwards. And that step backwards might end up being, we have to fight our way out of it for 300, 400 years, unfortunately, to get back to the way things have to be. So it's a very interesting
Spoken
time.
Like a true Viking.
Well,
this could be a long, painful, painful, long, long process.
Yeah, and I think the world is going to get better very soon, but it's not going to get better until this war happens, unfortunately. If you believe that the enemy did COVID to get Trump off the nuclear button so they could have their revolution, if you believe they did that to get him off the White House, well, then you think they're going to let him get back in? And if people that's impossible, Trump is coming back. It takes 2 days, 48 hours to start a world war. And under the guise of emergency, Joe Biden might not leave. But that's okay, ladies and gentlemen, because he's the betrayal mechanism. I've always thought Joe Biden in some manner is the betrayal mechanism.
You think that at some point he breaks?
Well, he's already been given a deal. Like he was given a deal.
Yeah, to free his son.
His son was given a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, in return for you betray the enemy. So Joe Biden has a task to do.
That wasn't enough. If that's what Joe Biden gets away with, okay, now you have to betray your boss. Which
well, that's
the
what
enemy,
the whole purpose. Yeah, you have to betray your boss who's telling you what to do.
It's not enough.
You have
not
to
enough.
Set up his plan B. But that's the whole purpose, right? The enemy had plan A. They had plan A they were going to institute in Hillary's presidency, and everything was going to go tic-tac-toe, and they were going to get us. Now Trump comes in, and the enemy goes, holy crap, well, we don't have the U.S. uranium anymore. We can't do this anymore. We can't do this anymore. And if you've been paying attention, the enemy is setting up tic-tac-toe for plan B. So the reason why people haven't been indicted and people don't know yet is because the U.S. complex is using this information not to indict people and tell the truth first. They're using it as the betrayal mechanism to screw the enemy first before they tell you, which is what we've told everybody on this podcast. The reason nothing has happened and people don't know yet is because they're letting the enemy set up for their plan B in order to advance the Western world and its freedoms for all mankind. Which is like, if you think about it, there are generals inside the USA and the Western world that have teamed up for 50 or 60 years. They have waited patiently for the enemy to fall into a trap where they could walk away with a giant win for the world. And the enemy is so far up their own garbage, putting Joe Biden in the White House, they don't even know what's happening to them right now. Because everything on the media is Mockingbird. Everything on the media is not meant. It's meant for the enemy to base their decisions on.
Do you think that it's war on pause? Trump comes back in and we hit play again.
So let's say Trump is inaugurated and it's successful. So the war will be a disruptor mechanism on Trump's presidency. But it'll be a suicide mission, which means they have no choice but to implode themselves. I don't think that's the case. I think the enemy is gonna make a move. If you look at Taiwan right now, there's ships everywhere in Taiwan. If you look at Israel right now, Iran has EMP weapons ready to go. This is why I specifically predicted the war with Israel was going to start like 6 days before it happened. And if you look at Russia, Russia cut the communication cables with a Chinese ship for the Nordic nations. And if you look at their war plans, they would just want to steam over right over there, right into Britain. That's their game plan. So it's very interesting. We're going to see how this plays out. This is like literally the best, the longest story ever written. Like it's taken so many years of different events happening and everybody having their theories.
But I think it's because it's a dynasty toppling. If you think about it, there's been a...
Well, this is the perfect example, and we talked about that. So when Rome fell, let's pretend theoretically we go back, 2,000 years or, 1,500 years. Rome is collapsing, Mike. So the Roman generals who all love war and have dreamt about, conquering all the hordes around Rome get wind that a Caesar that is put in power... the last 10 years when Rome is collapsing actually works for them, the enemy, and was helping, these hordes set up a plan to conquer Rome. Would the hordes basically indict this person right away? No, they would play stupid and they would let the hordes all come in. Oh yeah, come to war.
And we'll slaughter you when you arrive.
And we'll slaughter when you arrive. Yeah. So Joe Biden works for you, Russia and China and Iran. You want Israel, you want Europe, you want the power in the world. Now's the time. Oh, wait, does he work for you? This is,
because we put a gun to his head on
this
side.
Well, this is what I'm saying. A father's love.
He's had to switch sides again.
Well, his father's love, yeah. Like he wants to save his son. You want to save your son?
Joe Biden.
You play ball.
This is fucking chicken.
Dude, I'm telling you, everything about him is an act. His giant act from his dementia is a giant act.
Yeah, for sure.
His entire presidency is a giant act. It's a mirage. And it all goes back to the mechanism of war that we've talked about, these two yin and yang forces. And much different with you than the insider, eh?
Yeah, what's wrong with you with the insider? Does he make you nervous?
No,
he doesn't. He's on the inside. He's probably CSIS or whatever.
I guess me and him kind of see things, everything so perfectly together. So you're just a. It's different.
I'm just a what? What were we gonna say? Just
no.
Now?
It's different. It's different having someone having way different.
A dumb guy.
I didn't say that at all. Oh, here we go. We're gonna have an argument now.
Let's not have an argument.
Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, are you gonna do an end of year show or what?
I think we'll do an end of year show. I'm trying to think when I'm going to record next. So the message I have for everybody right now, if you're listening, if you got to the end of the show, is get some food and supplies. The time is paramount right now. When something happens in the world, it's too late to go to the grocery store. As soon as this happens, it's too late. So
okay. I'll say it. Merry Christmas.
We'll see. Merry Christmas, everybody.